And somebody might say, well, why did you keep them on the antibiotics? They clearly weren't working. The answer is because antibiotics that don't work, you add ozone into them, they work.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. The following production is for educational and entertainment purposes only. If you need medical advice, call your doctor. Now, let's go to Vitality Made Simple.
Welcome to Vitality Made Simple. This is the podcast that equips you to feel better, look better, and to enjoy better relationships. You know, life is all about relationships. And I've got a very special guest today, Dr. Frank Schellenberger. He is someone who trained me in ozone. And as you listeners know, ozone totally changed my life, found it based on a cancer diagnosis that I received. And Dr. Schellenberger is actually the father of ozone in the United States. He's got so much great information. Share this with people who just want to feel good, whether they're sick or not. Welcome, 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 Dr. Schellenberger.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a total pleasure. So for our listeners, you know, ozone sort of has a bad rap in the environment. Tell us about the difference in what you do.
Well, okay. You know, a couple of things that occurred to me as you gave me that intro is that, you know, anybody listening to this podcast, if we get into it enough, is going to think that ozone is just a bunch of snake oil, you know, because it has so many applications and it does so many things. And it is essentially an element that could be used in every single case by every single specialist. And, you know, that's a little hard to believe. But I can assure the listeners that this stuff is for real. And, you know, one way to understand, well, how can one thing be so effective in so many different conditions? If you just remember that ozone is simply pure oxygen. So, you know, what condition is oxygen not involved in? So I hope the listeners can get that through their head. But basically, they need to know what ozone is. When we use it medically, it's just pure oxygen. That's all. So we take oxygen, you know, an atom of oxygen doesn't have enough electrons. So it can't exist in nature. And what it has to do, it has to pair up with another oxygen atom. And so the two of them sit there real close to each other and they share electrons. And that makes that molecule stable. It's not going to do anything. It's all a happy molecule. What we do is we take that molecule, it's just regular oxygen that your doctors use all day long, run it through a generator. The generator splits up those oxygen atoms. Now they're split up, but they have to instantaneously recombine again because they need that electron. But a portion of them, just a small amount, anywhere between 1 and 3%, combine into three oxygen atoms now, all sharing the same amount of electrons that make two oxygen atoms stable. Well, that molecule called O3, that is just pure oxygen. But the thing is, it wants an electron. It wants an electron bad. It's got enough electrons for two atoms, but not enough for three. So the point is, when we put ozone into wherever we're going to put it, whether it's blood, or we can put it in your knee, or you can put it in the tooth, or we can put it any place, wherever we put it, as soon as it gets in there, here's what it's going to do. It's going to instantly grab an electron. If I put it in your bloodstream, it's instantly grabbing an electron from red blood cells or white blood cells. And when that happens, it starts something called electron movement. And electron movement is what keeps us alive. That's what gives us energy. That's why I'm talking to you right now, because my electrons are moving. As soon as those electrons stop, it's time to plant me. The whole life and everything is about electron movement. So guess what, folks? When things go bad, electron movement's got something to do with it. There could be other factors. There could be things that, you know, interfere with electron movement, like mercury or like stress or like inadequate sleep and so forth and so on. We all know that. But when you put ozone into an area that lacks electron movement, bingo, it turns that thing on. And that has to be why it's so unbelievable. And why it can do so many different things that we can talk about.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about because just the miracle stories I've seen in my own little world. But tell us, Dr. Schellenberger, how you got interested. You were trained as a medical doctor conventionally, but you're the first person in the United States who started this therapy, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, it had been introduced even as far back as the 1800s. The University of Chicago wrote a book about it. It was in the Florida. It was in Florida, and in like the 1930s, the Florida Medical Association wrote an article about it. But what happened was, it's been around a long time, 120 years. But what happened was, when antibiotics and pharma took over in the 40s, everything went on down the tubes here in the U.S., but not in Europe. And so straight through the 40s, right on up through till today, a lot of research that's gone into it has come from Europe. And in the early 80s, I was in an association called the Orthomolecular Medical Society, and I was responsible for putting a program together. And in the context of putting that program together, I ended up talking with a fellow from Oklahoma by the name of Charlie Farr. I don't know if you ever met Charlie.
I know his nurse, Dr. Schellenberger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I ran into Charlie Farr, and Charlie Farr tells me about hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide is another molecule that wants an electron. And so Charlie was telling me all about how good it works and so forth and so on. And I was like completely intrigued by that. Not long after that, I don't recall how, but somehow I learned that they were using ozone in Germany. And I was like most people, you know, ozone, wait a second, that kills people. That's pollution. What kind of craziness is this? So I'm always intrigued by craziness. So, you know, I contacted the doctors in ozone that had written these articles. And, you know, they assured me, yeah, that's what's going on. This stuff actually works. So I went over to Germany and I hung out for a while. And I learned, I went to seminars and I learned from some ozone doctors there and I learned about it. And I was just astounded. We didn't even know half as much back then as we know now. But there was so much clinical information. And I just met doctors that kind of said the same thing you said. You know, I had a patient, had a problem, gave him ozone therapy, it got better. And I'm that guy. If you tell me a story like that, and especially when it's about a natural substance like oxygen, and if as long as you use it correctly, it's 100% safe. Hey, that's all the evidence I need to go give it a try. So I brought it back to the U.S. I started doing it, and darned if I didn't. I'm like I was telling you earlier, I'm still amazed by what I see. I've been doing it for like 35 years now. Still, it's hard for me to, I scratch my head and say, did that really happen? Did that patient get better that fast? If a patient comes in with a disease for 20 years, and in a matter of maybe sometimes one day, it's the first time they ever felt good. It's just astounding.
It is astounding. I heard about you through Dr. John Manneke. I got diagnosed sort of accidentally with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Subclinically, nothing except this really high-tech test. The only thing I changed was ozone. And I was already living a really healthy lifestyle. I mean, I'm, you know, already in the integrative medicine space for years. So my numbers are in half now of where they were. And they were already, they're 1% instead of 2%. It was already so low. But that's what led me to your class. And so I want you to tell people how it works, because I think when you hear about the process of, say, arterial MAH, what we call MAH, explain all of that to our listeners.
All right. Well, let's start off with some mechanism of action. Let me just also start off by saying there are over 4,000 published articles on the clinical and scientific effects of medical ozone therapy. So there's a lot out there. And it works in a broad range of areas, whether it's cardiology or neurology or dentistry or whatever, it doesn't really matter. It works, it's applicable in a broad number of areas. There's two basic fundamental principles that we see with ozone. Now, there's more than that, but these are the two basic ones that I think the listeners can really grab onto. Number one, it is the single most potent antioxidant therapy out there. Now, pretty much, I think most everybody knows now that disease is associated, all disease is associated with what they call oxidant stress, or maybe say it like too many free radicals. That's associated with all disease, including aging. It gets rid of that better than any other substance on the planet. When I use that medically, it stimulates a system called the NRF2 system. That NRF2 system creates all the antioxidant enzymes that go and take care of oxidant stress. So it is remarkable, and they get rid of oxidant stress. And once again, that's a feature of virtually every problem anybody has, is oxidant stress. So number one, it gets that. Number two, it's a very potent stimulant for the immune system. The immune system can get out of balance. It can have one side of it suppressed, another side of it's too overactive. So the immune system has a lot of problems, and fundamental in many diseases, obviously cancer. It's fundamental in infectious diseases. People may not know this, but the immune system is fundamentally involved in cardiovascular disease. And there is some involvement in neurological diseases. So, and what ozone does is it rebalances the immune system. Lots of scientific papers on this. So here we have a substance that can, on the one hand, get control all the free radicals and oxidant stress in our body. On the other hand, at the same time, can balance out our immune system. And now there's more to it than that. We could get very complex. But if people would just remember those two things, anybody that's watching this that understands those two things will understand, well, no wonder it works in all kinds of cases, because those two factors are involved in almost every case of a sick person.
No, that's exactly right. And I love to keep it simple. So somebody decides to go to the doctor and get ozone. And what does that look like with the primary mode of, and then tell us also about, you know, other modes of ozone administration.
Yes. Okay. So, one of the great things about ozone is that it does have so many applications. It can be in different fields, different applications. You can put it in joints. You can put it in bladders. You can put it in cerebral spinal fluid. You can put it in skin. You can put it in ears. There's almost no, the only place I haven't put it is directly into the brain, but you can put it in every place in the human body. The primary way that most ozone doctors are going to use, sort of the number one thing for a kind of systemic illness is going to be what we call MAH. MAH is the acronym that's used. It stands for major auto chemotherapy. And what that means is you're going to put a needle in your arm. You're going to take out usually somewhere between 100 and 200 cc's of blood. That's going to go into a container. And then you're going to take ozone gas, and ozone's a gas now, just like oxygen, right? And you're going to take it and you're going to inject in that container. And then you're going to kind of mix them up a little bit. And what's going to happen is that what's the ozone going to do? As soon as it gets in that blood, it's going to grab an electron. And electrons are going to be buzzing all around that blood right now. Now, those electrons are going to be buzzing around the white blood cells in the blood. They're going to be buzzing around the red blood cells in the blood. And you're also going to form various peroxides from some of the substances in the blood, because when you take an electron donor, when you take an electron from that, you form this thing called a peroxide. The ozone's gone in a heartbeat. As soon as I put it into the blood, it's gone. But what it's done is it's moved electrons around, and that blood is activated now. So we take that blood, we hang it right back up, run it right back into that person. That blood goes everywhere. Everywhere in the body, including the blood, the brain, passes the blood-brain barrier. And when it gets in these places, it starts moving electrons around in those places.
No, it's incredible. Just the people I would sit with during my treatment, hearing all those stories was so much fun. Now there's other modes of transmission. There's things you can get done at the doctor. Of course, you wrote a great book called The Ozone Miracle. This book, folks, I'll put it in the show notes, is for the consumer. If you want to have an ozone machine at your home, right, Dr. Schellenberger? I mean, there's things you can do.
Sure.
So talk to us about that. I want our listeners to hear about rectal ozone. I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. Yeah. So, that's a good point you bring up. There's no reason why people can't take advantages of ozone at home. You can do it. It does require purchasing an ozone generator. So you've got to get your checkbook out for that. It's not horrible, but you know, you're up around $1,500 to get a good one, reliable one. Then you got to get some oxygen. That one you'd have to get from your doctor. But so there you are at home. Here's, let's see, where is it? Oh, I had an ozone generator. I got one over here. I'll show it. Show it to you. I'll just happen to have one here.
Fantastic. I think ozone this can seem so. Yeah.
This is that's it. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
When you run oxygen goes in one of these tubes, ozone comes out another one of these tubes. These are some adjustment knobs that you adjust so you can dial in the kind of concentration you want for the ozone. But people can use it at home very easily. Probably the only thing you're not going to do at home is that thing I just told you about, where you're sticking needles in and pulling blood out. Shy of that, you can literally, let's just start at the top of your head and move down.
Ooh, yes.
If you have dandruff or anything wrong with your scalp, you can ozonate water and you can wash your hair with that water. If you have problems with your eyes, dry eyes or irritated eyes or infected eyes, you can bubble the ozone through water and then put those drops in your eyes. You can do the same thing in your ears. If you have periodontitis, gum problems, inflammation of the gums, you can take ozone gas and just shoot it into your mouth and swish the gas around. And it'll get rid of the periodontitis. You might have to do it every day for 10 days, but it'll get rid of that. If you have a systemic issue, if you have like a flu or virus, it's used a lot for that. I could tell some great stories about viruses, by the way. But if you have a flu or a virus, or you can take it and give it to yourself systemically. Probably the best single way for people to do that at home would be through the rectum. So it's so easy to do. And basically, you take a little tube and you put it in your rectum. And you got to get it in there about 4 inches. Easy to do. And then you just inject some ozone gas into your rectum. Well, what's it going to do when it gets in the rectum? It's going to instantly grab an electron, and it's going to start all kinds of electron movement. Now, where does that go? Where do those electrons go? They all drain to the liver. That's the first thing. Put it in the rectum, go straight to the liver. And so this is excellent for liver conditions. If you've got a fatty liver, if you've got hepatitis, whatever you've got that's involving the liver, this is fabulous for that. It goes straight to the liver. But the other thing it does is it gets in the lymph nodes and it goes through the lymph ducts up into the main artery of the body. So it goes systemically. It goes throughout your whole body. And it's very, very effective. And you can put a lot of ozone gas into your rectum. It can fill up your entire colon. And you can get fairly high doses, just like we do with the blood treatments at home. And this can be an extremely effective treatment. I love it if I'm treating a patient that's got a difficult problem and needs to have repeated ozone treatments, I love it if they get their own ozone generator, because then they can keep the treatments going at home. And overall, it's a lot less expensive for them, a lot easier. But that's one good way to do it. Another way that I kind of alluded to was you could take water. And you can, there's a device where you can bubble the ozone gas up through the water. Ozone's a magnetic molecule. It has a north and a south pole to it. Water's a magnetic molecule. It has a north and south pole to it. So what happens is the ozone gas moves up through the water. The ozone gas gets trapped in the water. I like to tell people it's kind of similar to a soda pop, where you have carbon dioxide gas crop trapped in the soda pop. This is water, but no carbon dioxide. It's got oxygen trapped in there. Now, so when you drink that water, you're drinking ozone molecules. If you take that water and put it in any body cavity, put it on your skin. If you got a rash, put it on your skin. I mentioned your eyes. You really apply the water anywhere. Now, if you got an infection or an ulceration on your skin, you can put that water on the skin. So especially if you have kids, but there's a lot of ways you'll be using that ozone generator if you have it at home. It can be very handy.
No, it's so empowering, I think, for people. So let's go back to rectal ozone. Do people need to do any kind of enema before doing rectal ozone?
It's not necessary, but I think you'll be more comfortable. If everything's empty in there, you'll be more comfortable when you inject that gas in there. But it's not necessary.
Are there any precautions? Like, can it be, can you do it too often?
Probably yes.
Well, true, yeah. To the extreme.
It's sort of, can you breathe oxygen in too much? Maybe yes. But it would be hard to do, because what will happen is if you keep it, putting gas into the colon through the rectum, eventually you're going to get pretty distended. And at some point you're going to say, okay, I need to stop this. Now, to give the listeners an idea, typically with a treatment like that, we're going to put in what, to maybe 400 cc's of gas. Okay. But there are people that have published experiments where they're putting in like 2,000 cc's of gas, 3,000 cc's of gas. And they're doing it because, they have, in that case, they have Crohn's disease. You got to get the gas all the way over to the right side of the colon. Now, they're not doing it all at once. They do it gradually for obvious reasons. Otherwise, like, you turn into a balloon, like you said. Mm-hmm. But we know that, 200, 300, 400 cc's of gas, everybody's going to tolerate that just fine. If you're a little kid, of course, you use less.
And people can do that every day, Dr. Schellenberger?
Yeah. I don't typically recommend it every day except initially. So if you're already healthy and you want to stay that way, you can use ozone like that. I personally give myself ozone treatments on a very regular basis. As far as I know, I don't have anything wrong with me, but I like to keep it that way. But it's kind of like exercise in a way. Exercise is great for you, but you don't want to exercise all day long. It'd be too much. So with ozone therapy, typically what you want to do is go in, do this rectal treatment, do it every day for 3 weeks. Now, this has been studied and published, by the way. Do it every day for 3 weeks. And then once you've got the 3 weeks, you've got everything all revved up now. You're all revved up. At that point, just do it once or twice a week to maintain. If you come down with a virus or something like that, you could do it 4 times a day until you get over the virus.
I really appreciate that clarification, because as we talk about at the office, I want to make sure I'm telling people how to do it right. You wrote a great book called Bursting with Energy and did an update recently. In that, though, folks, Dr. Schellenberger does a great job of talking about not to overdo exercise. Just like you said, you can overdo all the good things. My dad used to say, about my high school boyfriend, too much of a good thing's not a good thing. And, that's life in every single area. Well, tell us about how ozone therapy impacts conventional medicine, surgery, chemotherapy, whatever else people are doing. People seem to be a little scared of ozone therapy, but clarify all of this for us, please.
Well, thank you for that. That's good timing, because it just happens that I just 3 weeks ago submitted an article to one of the journals about exactly that topic. And what got me turned on to this especially was the whole COVID thing. And we could talk about that if you want to, but what we learned with COVID is that you've got your conventional therapy that was really failing pretty miserably. There's published studies now that if you just did what the conventional guys did and added ozone into it, the results were dramatically improved. So my word to all the doctors that I train is basically, I don't really care what your profession is. I don't really care what your specialty is. If you add ozone to what you're doing, you will get better results, period, end of story. Now, this article I just wrote basically focused on cardiovascular disease, infectious diseases, and cancer. And I was in that article, I demonstrated all the studies that indicated how, well, think of those diseases. They're all characterized by oxidant stress. They're all characterized by immune dysfunction. So yeah, it wouldn't stand to reason that ozone would make it better. And a good example of how this can work is I had a fella from Texas. He calls me up, and this is just an example, but he calls me up. He says, you know, a year and a half ago, they did a shoulder surgery on me, and somehow it got infected, and they couldn't clear it up. And they did three or four more surgeries to clean it up, but they couldn't clean it up. And then they put me on antibiotics, intravenous antibiotics, for the whole last year. And now the infection's going all the way down my arm into my hand, and they're saying they're going to have to amputate everything. So he guys calls me up. I said, well, okay, come on over. So he comes on over to the clinic. He stayed there for about 6 weeks. I ozonated the heck out of everything. But I kept him on the antibiotics. And somebody might say, well, why did you keep him on the antibiotics? They clearly weren't working. The answer is because antibiotics that don't work, you add ozone into them, they work. All of a sudden, they start working. And it's astounding that way. So a lot of this antibiotic resistance is overcome when you add ozone into it. That's a good example of why every infectious disease expert ought to be adding ozone to what he does 100% of the time. I could tell you other cases about cardiologists who have, you know, they're seeing a patient for, angina. And they're seeing the patient for angina, they're giving them the drugs, and they're doing all, what do they do? If they just add ozone to it, I'll take their same patient, and while they're doing their thing, I'm adding ozone in over here, and the patient gets well really fast. So every cardiologist ought to use it. Another good story is with cancer. So if I have a patient and they're busy getting radiation or chemotherapy, we all know those are toxic therapies. You're going to get sick from those therapies. Not if you use ozone. You don't get sick if you're using ozone at the same, you might a little bit, but those side effects are dramatically alleviated if you do ozone simultaneous to do them. And all those therapies work by inducting an oxidative stress. That's how they work. The oxidative stress is what kills the cancer cells. The oxidative stress is also harmful to the healthy cells, unless you treat them with ozone. If you treat them with ozone, even prior to the treatment, it upregulates all those antioxidant enzymes, and those healthy cells are not bothered by the chemo. Simultaneous to that, since the chemo and the radiation adds in oxidative stress to cancer cells, the ozone is an oxidant. It's a pro-oxidant. And that sort of adds to the chemo. So every oncologist, in every single case, I consider it malpractice. Now, I don't blame them because they're just ignorant and they don't know. But I consider it malpractice for anybody to be getting an anti-cancer therapy without pre-treating with ozone and having ozone straight through. And I could tell you some other great stories about how that's worked. But it's another one of those amazing things that's hard to believe.
No, it's incredible. And then when you add that with most post-cancer people die of infections because, you know, I mean, chemo doesn't kill them, then the infection will. So I would think ozone would be so instrumental in that, correct?
Yeah. So when you go get chemo, odds are pretty good it's going to blow out your white cells and you're going to be subject to dying of sepsis, like you just pointed out. So the chemo doctors almost always have to give these drugs to bump up the immune system and or antibiotics to protect them or whatever. Sometimes they have to put them in isolation in the hospital. And they do have to do stuff like that. If those patients are seeing me and getting ozone simultaneously, the oncologists tell me they pretty much never have to give them anything for their white cells. Their white cells are just fine the whole time. They never get an infection. They breeze through it. It's crazy. They just breeze through it.
Well, tell us about ozone and what you learned during this this recent viral problem.
Yeah,
that we had.
So it's another one of those things. I don't actually expect anybody to believe me, but this one is published. So Franzini, this comes out of Italy, and Franzini and his associates basically, and they published this. They published it like 6 months into the COVID thing, and unfortunately, all the big people up there just 100% ignored it. But here's what Franzini did. He took 50 male patients. All of them were older than 74 years old. They're all old guys. They all had, they were all sick with COVID. They were all hospitalized. They got CT scans of their lungs. They all had interstitial pneumonia. They were all on oxygen ventilation support. They were sick, really sick guys. At the same time, most of them, almost all of them, except maybe three out of the 50, had all the comorbidities that we know are bad. They were obese, they had diabetes, they had hypertension, they were on drugs, they had COPD. This is a bad group of people. In the United States, our statistics demonstrate if you're in that category during that COVID thing, you're 75% of the time you're going to die. In the Franzini, in his study, they were out of the hospital twice as fast, and 3 out of 100 died. Or two out of 50 died. Dramatic difference. And they were doing the same thing. So, you know, we're doing what we did over here, which is basically steroids and oxygen. And so he did steroids and oxygen, but he added in ozone. That took him from a 25% survival rate to a 98% survival rate.
Incredible.
Crazy.
So anything anybody's doing out there, their conventional medicine is going to be totally enhanced by ozone therapy.
Right? Yeah. Doctors, if you're listening to me, don't stop doing what you're doing. If you're a doctor, dentist, a homeopath, an herbalist, cardiologist, whatever the heck you are, you keep doing what you're doing because you're good at that. Here's what you do. You add ozone in. And all of a sudden, you just got better.
Well, then they can just boast about their outcomes with whatever that conventional therapy is, Dr. Schellenberger. You also developed prolozone therapy.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners about that. It's been miraculous in our household, too.
I have to tell you, of all the things that I do in my practice over the years that makes me the happiest or is the most fun, it's this prolozone thing. Because what prolozone does is it literally gets rid of pain. So you can imagine, what's the worst thing somebody could have on a chronic basis? It's not necessarily cancer or heart disease. The worst thing you'd have is to be chronically in severe pain for like 10, 20 years. I mean, how do you even live like that? It's horrible. We can fix that in a matter of days to weeks. It's just amazing. And it's so sad to think of people out there that, you know, because they'll come into my clinic like with low back pain or something. And I'm talking about pain anywhere, folks. Pain, I don't care where it is. It could be in your elbow. It could be in your ear. It could be in your tooth. It could be anywhere. Mostly it's in knees and it's in hips and shoulders and such. Back pain, of course. But wherever it is, ozone literally takes the pain away. It's astounding. And, you know, really, when I first learned this, it was by accident. I had a guy that came in once and he told me that he had a chronic pain on the back of his hand. He was wrenching a motor. And the wrench slipped. He banged the back of his hand on some piece of sharp metal. And it hurt. And he went and saw the orthopedist, and they did the x-rays, and nobody knew what was wrong with him. All he knew was that 15 years later, it was still hurting him. And he said, "Can you do anything about this?" I said, "Well, let's just see. I don't know, but I'm going to shoot a little oxygen in there. Let's see what happens. So I just picked up his skin a little bit, did under the skin a subcutaneous injection of some ozone gas. I think it was 5 cc's. Pain went away. End of story. Done deal. One injection, somebody with chronic pain for 15 years. And that, of course, opened my eyes. And I called up a bunch of pain specialists, and I said, well, what causes pain? And they said, interestingly enough, they said, we don't know. And I thought to myself, well, that's weird. That's like a cardiologist saying, I don't know what causes a heart attack. But, I mean, that was the state of the science back then. Nobody knew. I don't think they still really know what causes pain. But I can tell you something. If you shoot ozone in there and start moving electrons around, pain goes away. So I'm pretty sure that what causes pain is lack of electron movement. Because that's that when that guy that I just told you about, it was instantaneous. I injected that in there, and 5 minutes later, he says the pain's gone. We start moving the electrons around. So this process of prolozone is where we put a needle in the area that's where the pain is. Could be the back, could be the neck, whatever it is, could be a knee. And then I inject an anesthetic into that knee. It's a very specific one called procaine. The reason is that procaine itself is what we call a membrane stabilizer. So when you have damaged tissue, you have damaged membranes. And in order for those electrons to move, you need intact membranes. So I shoot some procaine in there, and leaving the needle in, I take the syringe off with the procaine, and I put in another syringe that contains the ozone gas, and I inject that in, and then pull that out. And I got a mixture of ozone gas in there and procaine. And between the membrane stabilizing effect of the procaine and the electron movement effect of the ozone therapy, it does two things. Number one, takes pain away. Mm-hmm. So literally, I'll have a patient come in to see me. This is not all that unusual. Who's had chronic pain in, I'm thinking of a back mostly, for years and years. Maybe they've had two or three surgeries, and they're on drugs or whatever they're on, and I'll go and inject their back. 15 minutes later, they'll start sobbing. Because they'll say to me, it's very heartwarming, but they'll say to me, doctor, I have been suffering from this for a really long time, and I don't have any pain now. It's flat out gone. So one, it takes care of pain, but also, assuming things haven't gotten too damaged beyond repair, so to speak, it stimulates the regenerative process, and we could talk a little bit about that. But it stimulates the regenerative processes in the body that actually fix the problem that caused the pain in the first place. So we can fix stuff. So, for example, a guy doesn't have enough cartilage in his knee. It's bone on bone, so to speak. We can build up cartilage in there. The body wants to build that cartilage up. It just needs some electrons to get the job going. So we can literally repair things. We can save people, lots of people from surgery. We can take lots of people out of pain. And it's just so exciting to be able to do that. I just love it when somebody walks into my office with chronic pain. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, you're going to get to doctor like you went to medical school for.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
To help people.
Right. Well, I'm going to get hugs.
Yeah, well, and it's all about, it goes back to relationships. And when people are in chronic pain, they get depressed. They start staying home. They quit being active. They don't go see their family or their friends. And I mean, this to me is so key for relationships because your information is accessible to most people. If they might have to seek out a doctor that does ozone, but pretty much they're going to be able to find somebody, right? I mean, you have a pretty big database through the.
Yeah, I've taught probably 4,000 or 5,000 docs and dentists here in the U.S. and abroad. So if somebody's out there and they need to find an ozone doc, they might not find one in their town. I would hope that they would, but they might not. They might have to travel. That's possible. But they can go to the Academy website. So we have an Academy of Ozone Therapy. We've got about 400 or 500 docs in there. And they're from all over the country, and some of them from all over the world. So their website is AAOT. American Academy of Ozone Therapy, AAOT. ozone.us. And you can go in there, you can learn all about ozone, you can access over 4,000 articles on ozone in there if you happen to be a researcher. But if you just want to find a doctor, they've got to click on the find a provider thing, and they'll tell you where, you can find out where the closest doc is that can take care of you.
So I think the obvious questions listeners may have is, why in the heck is everybody not doing this? And what side effects could there be?
Yeah, good questions. The answer to the first question is, in a way, it's pretty easy to answer because it doesn't make money. It's cheap. It's not patentable. It's cheap. There's no reason for pharma or anybody else to sell it or do it. So I'm an orthopedist, say. Let's say I'm an orthopedist. Guy comes in with a really bad knee. I'm going to make, I don't know how much, but I'm going to make several thousands of dollars, maybe more, maybe 10,000. I don't know how much I'm going to make. But I'm going to make a lot of money by replacing that knee. So is pharma. So is the hospital. All kinds of people make a lot of money. But if I'm giving ozone into the knee, I'm not going to hardly make anything compared to what I could make with the surgery. Pharma's not going to make anything. Hospital's not going to make anything. So that's probably the biggest single impediment to anything that we do outside of mainstream. Ozone's just, I hope to get it in mainstream, which it is, by the way, in several countries. But it's still out of mainstream right now. Insurance doesn't pay for it. That's another problem with it. But I don't expect that will ever change because the system that we're in, you know, it's focused over here. It's focused with pharma and what stuff insurance will pay. And you got to like move out of that system if you want to get well a lot of the time. You got to go see a biological dentist. You got to see a doctor that uses ozone or knows how to use herbs or, you know, the whole package. Those doctors are going to do so much better. So that's kind of why it's not well accepted. I will say it is appeared in mainstream journals. It just doesn't somehow catch on. I think it's really the money that stops it from catching on. And I forget safety. Yeah, you raised the safety issue. Yeah, so ozone, okay, let's say it. Ozone is a toxin. It's a toxin. But I want people to know that the toxicity of any substance, was determined only 500 years ago, that's all, from a guy named Paracelsus. What Paracelsus discovered was that all substances are toxic if you give enough of them, including water. You can kill yourself by drinking water. Oxygen itself is toxic. The oxygen I'm breathing in the air right now, if I were to breathe too much of that oxygen, that would be toxic. So everything, every substance is toxic, including ozone. What determines the level of the toxicity and safety is what's the dose. So in too high a dose, ozone is toxic. In too little a dose, it doesn't do anything. And in the right dose, though, it does exactly what we want it to do. And God bless the Germans because they figured all this stuff out for us about 50 years ago. So you can go to the German literature, you can go to the German handbooks, and it'll tell you, okay, Frank, if you're going to shoot a knee up, this is the dose of ozone that you use. You don't use 400 times that dose because you're going to hurt the knee if you do that. So dose is critical. Now, when you use it as it's supposed to be done, and I would advise any of our listeners out there, if they're going to see a doctor that's used ozone, make sure they've been certified. Make sure they've gone through a course and they know what the heck they're doing. There can be problems if you don't know what you're doing. But if you know what you're doing, and it's not hard, it's not rocket science. If you know what you're doing, you're never going to hurt anybody. There's been at least two studies out demonstrating the overwhelming safety of ozone. If you do it exactly like you're supposed to, you will literally never have a side effect, ever.
Right. You don't want to let a doctor shoot it straight into your veins. That's
really true. Yeah.
Dangerous. Yeah.
That's a bad thing to do.
That would be someone who didn't know what they were doing. And then tell our listeners about how Tesla was involved with ozone.
Yeah. So Nikola Tesla, I don't know if many of the listeners know about Nikola Tesla, but he's one of the all-time geniuses, period. The guy was incredibly smart, a little weird, but incredibly smart. And he was the guy. You'll see a picture of Tesla holding a light bulb in his hand, and the light bulb's is lit up. And you look at that and say, what kind of, that's a weird picture. What he was demonstrating, and this is a real picture, he was demonstrating that he found a way to transmit electricity through the air. Amazing. So his idea was, I'm going to build antennas, we're going to broadcast the electricity, and we won't need all these wires to get electricity to everybody. So he held the light bulb, they broadcast electricity into his body, and the light bulb goes on. So anyhow, he's that guy, an all-time genius. Tesla was he did two things that I can tell you about ozone. He did a lot of other things too, but one thing was in 1906, he created the first manufacturing company that would make medical-grade ozone generators. That was in 1906. The other thing Tesla did that's still used today, everything's used today, exactly how he did it. The other thing he did was to take oil and bubble ozone up through oil. In his case, he used olive oil. And what he learned was that the ozone gets into the olive oil, starts grabbing electrons like crazy. The gas that comes out the top after it bubbles through the olive oil is just pure oxygen because the electrons have been gone. But he converted that ozonated, he converted that olive oil into a special form of oil that if you put it on lesions, you put it in your eye, put it in your ear, put it on a sore, all kinds of applications of that oil. That oil is pretty amazing for lots of stuff. And I know as a dentist, I know you've used that oil before. Yeah. It's really great.
Yeah, I actually give it to each one of my patients to use on little brush picks between their teeth. And it's amazing. I really like it. That's such great information. And everybody can do that. You can, it's easy to find.
Yeah. Now, by the way, listeners should know, you can go online and the one I like to get it from is a company by the name, if you go to www.ozonegenerator.com, there's other companies, but that's the one I like. But you can go online and you can buy ozonated olive oil.
Yes.
It's cheap and it'll keep for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And you can't believe how often you'll use it for whatever. If you have an insect bite or a sore of any kind, or it's just a lot of applications. And I think I talk about that in that Ozone Miracle book, a little, some of the applications of ozone oil.
Yeah, the Ozone Miracle book, folks, is really great. It's what I call an airplane read. You know, you're going to sit down and use it sort of as a handbook. Really terrific. Well, tell us one more story in closing. I know your time is so valuable, and I thank you for joining us. Tell us another story that's something, a success story you've seen recently.
Okay, let's see. Gotta be one really exciting story that we've seen. I haven't had any miracles that I haven't already talked about recently, but I will tell you, during the COVID thing, everybody in Nevada was shut down. Not me. I wasn't shut down, but everybody shut down. They're all scared as heck. Now, I'm not scared of viruses. Why am I not scared of viruses? Because I have treated known patients with known hantavirus, West Nile virus, bird flu virus, influenza A, hepatitis C virus, meningococcal, meningitis virus. I've treated all these cases, herpes. I've treated all these cases, 100% successful. I never, never fail with the virus. So the whole time that was going on, I didn't care. I didn't wear the mask because I don't know if your listeners know, but the masks don't keep viruses out anyway, keep bacteria out, but not viruses. And so we were just open for business. So what happened? We got flooded with all kinds of patients that were sick with virus. Maybe it was COVID, maybe it wasn't. They didn't know, but got all these sick people coming in to see us. So we set up a special room. And the one case I was going to tell you about was the woman that I treated, I've known for a while. Not a very healthy woman. Nice woman, really nice woman, but not healthy at all. and just morbidly obese, high blood pressure, diabetes, the whole package. And she comes down and she walks in the clinic with a respiratory rate of about 25. That means she's, her oxygen levels were down in the 80s. Her heart rate is about 140. She was one sick baby. Any other situation, she's a goner. There's no way that she would ever survive. No way. Now, we did other things. I did give her vitamin C. You know, I did give her quercetin, vitamin D, like, you know, some of the everybody knows. But what we did that was different was we gave her lots of ozone all day long, right straight into the bloodstream. And it took us a while, but in 7 days, she was 100% healthy, and that's the end of that.
Wow. Despite the comorbidities. Yeah, despite. And she probably had periodontal disease, you know, so it was all the comorbidities. That's incredible. And this is news everybody can use. Now, tell us about where to find you. I want them to get your newsletter. You have an awesome website. Tell us about that, Dr. Schellenberger.
Okay. All right. So I do write a newsletter. I get really good feedback on it.
It's called Second Opinion.
I do all the research. I give all the references in there. I'm that nerdy guy that likes to have all the references and all that stuff. I like to know what I'm talking about, and I like to let people know that I know what I'm talking about. So everything's in that newsletter. I cover a wide variety of topics, whatever sort of hot in the news, so to speak, and give people some information that I think can be really helpful for them. It's called Second Opinion. And I bet they just go online and say Google Dr. Schellenberger's Second Opinion or Second Opinion newsletter or something like that, you'll be able to find out where that is and how to get a subscription rate, which for the whopping, what, $80 a year or something. Mm-hmm. You can get onto that. You can go on Amazon. I've written a number of books. You can pick those books up. You can go to my website. You can go on YouTube, by the way. I got a lot of stuff on YouTube. So you can plug in Dr. Schellenberger, and you'll see all kinds of stuff pop up, not just on ozone, but on all kinds of stuff. And same thing with my website, which is anti-aging medicine, all strung together, antiagingmedicine.com. I've got some videos on there, and we talk about, you know, the various things that we can do in the clinic that, you know, where we try to integrate established medicine. We try to integrate that in with non-established medicine, so to speak, and get the best of both worlds in there and get good results that way.
No, that's true. Integrative care. That's the best.
Mm, absolutely. Why do you want to do just one or the other? Why? You got established. My established colleagues, they do a great job of what they do. If you're having a heart attack, they'll put a stent in there and save your darn life. So, Why go see a guy that's an herbalist when you're having a heart attack and you need a stent? On the other hand, why get a whole bunch of drugs when there's some nutrients that the herbalist could give you that'll take care of that problem without any side effects? So put that together, and that's the best way to do things.
It really is, and you're a perfect example of that. You've helped our household so much. Mike and I just enjoy your conferences and all your information. And so, folks, check out Dr. Schellenberger's website. I'll have that in the show notes. Thank you again for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for helping Vitality Made Simple grow. We're now in 122 countries, and we passed 4,000. We're at 4,034 cities. And that's all because of you all sharing, because I'm pretty much a loser at promotion, but you're doing it for me. So thank you. And join me on Instagram. I'm newly there. We're having a lot of fun. Dr. Schellenberger, thank you again. Your time is just a gift to me, and I really thank you, and our listeners, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Debbie. I love getting the word out, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so committed to that.
Good to see you too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.